2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City, but still a very nice 72 degrees. KSL's top story this hour.
Utah's Water Watch. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
A Kaysville housing development is looking to rebuild after flooding wreaked havoc on a road. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage, Utah Water Watch.
Residents of a new development on Kaysville's east side were woken up by fire personnel trying to control floodwaters that sent at least 6 inches of mud and other debris down Orchard Ridge Lane. Neighbors and other nearby residents raced to line the road with sandbags. David Toe says his family's only lived in their new home since September.
We really love the mountain view, but I guess there's problems that go along with that, too.
And Brent Litchfield says this is the second flood he's seen in 3 years here.
There was a little channel in the middle, but all of them, it was just mud.
Water actually got under the road in one spot, leaving behind a 10-foot-plus crater large enough to fit several dumpsters. And one city official tells me that could take months to fix. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The city of Kaysville has run out of sandbags because of the flooding that the city has experienced overnight. It's had to close its sandbag self-filling station at the City Operations Center until further notice. City's website says sandbags are still available from the Davis County Public Works facility in Fruit Heights. There is a limit of 20 bags per household. Wasatch Hollow Park has flooded along 1700 South in Salt Lake. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz continues our team coverage, Utah Water Watch, from the scene.
Standing in about ankle-deep water here at Wasatch Hollow Park.
It's too much water and too much debris.
Debris and a whole lot of water means the water couldn't get through that pipe system to go under the park, so now it's flowing into the park.
So if you have 120 cubic feet per second, it's 125 basketballs going by every second.
Salt Lake County Flood Control Director Cade Moncur says their plan now, divert the water into a storm drainage so they can prevent it from more flooding.
Best case scenario is we can have this go down and we can remove the debris blockage and get the detention basin at least operating correctly at this point. Worst case scenario is we don't drain and we just have more of this overland flooding tonight.
Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
City officials are also speaking out about ways to prevent flooding before it starts. KSL News Radio's Kate Davis continues our team coverage.
Officials say to clear debris from streams and gutters before water levels rise. Most cities let you get sandbags in advance to be prepared for flooding before it happens. If you live near a stream, it's a good idea to keep an eye on rising water levels. You can monitor stream flows in Salt Lake County in real time on their website. If you live on a floodplain, you're at higher risk, and you can find a map of those areas on the Be Ready Utah website. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Draper City says most of their hiking trails are closed and will stay closed for a while because of the several feet of snow at the upper elevation. Some trails are open, like some parts of the Bonneville shoreline and the bike park. Now, you can see a full list of the trail closures on KSL News Radio's Facebook page. Park City Ski Resort is pushing back their closing day all the way to May 1st because of the record snowfall. That's one of the resort's latest closing dates since 1982. The original closure date was April 9th. KSL's top national stories. Court has wrapped up for the day in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial in Boise.
Graphic photos shown in court this morning in the trial of Lori Vallow, the 49-year-old mother charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of her daughter, Tylee, and son, Joshua. The photos revealing the son was still wearing his red pajamas and a nighttime diaper for his autism when his remains were found in 2020 in a shallow grave on the Idaho property of Vallow's new husband, Chad Daybell. Prosecutors allege Vallow and Daybell belonged to a doomsday cult and conspired to kill the children, believing they were zombies, while also conspiring to kill Vallow's ex-husband, Charles. The two are also charged in the previous murder of Daybell's first wife, Tammy, under mysterious circumstances. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
KSL has a reporter monitoring the proceedings every day in Boise to bring you the latest updates as they happen. More than 2,000 residents remain evacuated in the Indiana town of Richmond, about 60 miles east of Indianapolis. A large fire that broke out at a plant that mostly recycles plastics is still not under control. The EPA is on the scene, keeping a close eye on air quality.
The EPA team is on the ground and will collect debris samples in surrounding communities to determine whether asbestos-containing materials may have left the site.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan says it may take several days to extinguish the fire that started in a tractor trailer and is now sending huge plumes of smoke into the sky. The Biden administration out with the strictest ever rules on vehicle pollution. The regulations would require as many as two-thirds of new cars sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. EPA Administrator Michael Regan announced the new rules in Washington, D.C. today.
Today's actions will accelerate our ongoing transition to a clean vehicle's future, tackle the climate crisis head-on, and improve air quality for communities all across the country.
The changes would require almost 10 times as many EV sales in 2032 as are on the road today. KSL News Time, 12:05, and good afternoon, Ricky Meese, First Look Traffic.
Good afternoon, Maria. We begin with a couple of crashes, one in the cleanup stages downtown, 6th South and 3rd West, and a new one called out at 114th South, 3600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:06.
If your home is at risk, where's that flooding coming from?
Are there certain structural issues that will be a red flag for potential flooding?
Join Dave and Debbie all this week at 10:05. Floodproof Your Home, a special series on KSL News Radio.
Getting close to retirement? Or have you retired? You've probably got a ton of stress-filled questions on your mind. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. Getting a second opinion with an individualized investment plan is vital, and our fiduciary advisors do just that. Take it from this Trajan Wealth client.
It was just so pleasant, so comfortable. I think we had seven different accounts, just stuff scattered all over the place. And then so we just started, here, we need, here's this, move this. And he explained, even explained it a couple different times. But if I have more questions, he said, just give us a call. And that's what I love. He's a phone call away. Like, I'm glad I know these guys. Such a huge weight off my shoulder.
Imagine not second-guessing investments or monthly retirement income. That's the peace of mind you'll get from working with Trajan Wealth. Call 801-899-7600 today or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Actual client, no compensation, no conflicts. Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
There are a few simple things you can do to prepare your home for the spring runoff. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services. Take a few minutes and walk around your house and pay attention to the direction that the water drains on your property. Take steps to divert the flow of water from window wells and walkouts. If you have exterior or French drains, keep leaves and debris from blocking them and pour water down to make sure they're not clogged. If you have a sump pump, go and test it to make sure it's working. If you're not comfortable checking this stuff yourself, Any Hour Services has a special on a sump pump tune-up and drain water risk assessment for any homeowners listening, and you only pay $29. Call Any Hour Services today to schedule. If you need a sump pump installed, we can help with that too. And for a limited time, take $500 off any new sump pump installation. So if you're worried about your sump pump, exterior drains, or French drains, the technicians at Any Hour Services can help. Call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7400. Google Any Hour Services or schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services. Getting help with electrical repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story, Kaysville residents are working to get things under control in their neighborhood after floodwaters created a sinkhole in the road. We'll continue to follow that story for you. KSL News Time, 12:08. Officials are sounding the alarm once again about avalanche danger in northern Utah. An avalanche warning is in effect for several mountain ranges, and experts say the danger is high thanks to the warm temperatures creating big slabs of unstable, wet snow. People recreating near the mountains should avoid being near slopes that are steeper than 30 degrees and stay clear of avalanche runouts. A former University of Utah football player is under arrest suspected of domestic violence. Details from KSL-TV's Debbie Worthen.
A probable cause statement outlines the three charges against former Utes running back Tavian Thomas. That's one felony count of aggravated assault, two misdemeanors, unlawful detention, and interruption interference of a communications device. The victim told police Thomas pulled a knife on her in an argument of her trying to leave. She says he then took her phone and told her, "You'll be dead before the police find you," when she threatened to call for help.
Now, Thomas's attorney and agent released a statement saying Tavian vehemently denies the allegations and maintains his innocence. With warmer weather coming this weekend, Division Wildlife Resources is warning people to be on the lookout for rattlesnakes.
For hikers, bikers, and rock climbers, that can be one of the scariest sounds around. But the DWR says it doesn't necessarily need to be. In a release about the increased dangers of rattlesnake encounters, the division says rattlers are most often encountered at dusk and at dawn as they move around looking for food and mates. If you encounter a rattler, remain calm, move away from the snake, and alert others that it's there. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
Just keep telling yourself, remain calm, remain calm. KSL News Time, 12:09. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, how do the roads look?
Well, we are looking at a new accident. This is going to be in the Cottonwood Heights area, westbound. Possible injuries here on I-215 South Belt, about 1300 East. Right now, you have one vehicle perpendicular to traffic in that center lane. We're starting to see backups, but again, we're waiting for emergency crews to arrive at the scene. A crash downtown at 6 South and 3rd West, one called out at 114th South and 3600 West. Cypress Credit Union's got you covered. Open a new Visa Platinum card and pay 0% for the first 6 months on all purchases and balance transfers. Learn more at cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mostly cloudy and mild air with breezy winds out of the south today. High of 75. 38 overnight, goes to 49 tomorrow. AM rain, snow showers, then peaks of sunshine by afternoon. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now, it's mostly cloudy in downtown Salt Lake City and 72 degrees. And still to come on Utah's new news, going to tell you more about the flooding in North Ogden, Kaysville, Bountiful, and Salt Lake today. We will go in depth coming up next.
Here's what happens when you get brand new custom vinyl windows from Advanced Window Products. All of a sudden, your house has more curb appeal. Your home is more secure. Your heating and air conditioning bills tumble. And you have a local company in business 37 years standing behind their work for life. But that's not all. Since they build your custom windows at their facility in Salt Lake, there's no middleman markup. So you can save money on the highest quality windows on the market. Argon-filled double-pane glass. Insulation within the vinyl framing. Top of the line, built to spec. They will create magnificent bow windows, doggy doors cut into the glass. Any color, it's all custom, all installed by their team, and every window is guaranteed for life. Rocky Mountain and Dominion offer rebates. Advanced Windows offer 60-month 0% financing, and right now, save $2,000 on 10 windows or more. So save now, pay later. Call Advanced Window Products, 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100, or visit AdvancedWindowsUSA.com.
Hey, guys, this is Kenan Thompson. I have a problem with you. Yes, you. None of y'all told me that Auto Trader has millions of new and used cars that I can shop from home. I thought we were friends. I put smiles on your face, but I'm not smiling. No one told me that with Auto Trader, a dealer can deliver cars to my home or that I could shop by price on Auto Trader. No one. Consider this friendship that you just learned we had officially over. Finally, it's easy. Auto Trader.
The Transportation Security Administration is hiring officers at Salt Lake City International Airport, starting at $22.05 per hour. Get a jump start on your new job at one of four TSA recruiting events during the month of April. TSA offers full federal benefits, paid on-the-job training, and a potential pay raise after 6 months. Get details at jobs.tsa.gov/events. That's jobs.tsa.gov/events. U.S. citizenship required.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
The UACPA supports certified professional accountants in Utah through ongoing professional education and leadership development for an ever-changing financial world. Find a CPA at uacpa.org.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
Neighbors in a new Kaysville housing development helped each other line the streets with sandbags as floodwater sent mud and debris nearly to the freeway. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, city officials say the best way to tackle flooding is to prepare before it happens. Third, traffic and weather together. Here's Ricky Meese.
We have a crash with possible injuries. Right now, all traffic stopped westbound I-215 South Belt, about 1300 east in Cottonwood Heights. Once they're able to get these vehicles out of traffic, they'll let the drivers go through the area once again. But this is going to take a few minutes to get them moved out of the way. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mild and breezy today with mostly cloudy skies. I'm Matt Johnson.
Nice day, 72 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Memphis, Justin Pearson joining marchers outside the National Civil Rights Museum.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Holding a rally in March to the Shelby County Commission ahead of a key vote on whether to reinstate him to the House seat.
In this sacred place. Yeah. We showing the United States of America,
yeah,
and the Republicans in Tennessee,
yeah,
that the movement is still alive.
Yeah.
State lawmakers voted to expel Pearson and Justin Jones over their support for gun violence protesters who interrupted a House session. Jones was reinstated earlier this week. Record heat is moving across much of the country. A wildfire in southern New Jersey is now 50% contained. Residents of Manchester Township were forced to evacuate. ABC News meteorologist Samora Theodore has more on the searing temperatures nationwide.
40 million people under fire weather alerts. 21 states. This stretches from Boston to Philadelphia, Chicago, Lansing, Michigan, down into Omaha, over into Denver, even as far south into Tucson. There we have fire weather.
Rats running amok in the Big Apple may have met their match. There's a new czar in town.
Her official title is New York City Director of Rodent Mitigation. Kathy Carotti is the city's first rat czar.
You'll be seeing a lot of me. And a lot less rats.
The former teacher and land use expert was chosen from 900 applicants to rid the city of rats.
Fighting rats starts with fighting litter, garbage, and food waste.
This has been an obsession with the mayor, who has said rats impact how you feel about the city. There's already been a push to put more trash in bins and to limit how long garbage bags can linger on the curb. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Core inflation showing signs of cooling. New data shows consumer prices rose to its slowest in nearly 2 years. You're listening to ABC News.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
The flooding in North Ogden, Kaysville, Bountiful, Salt Lake today has us checking in with our communities. Dave Dujanovic spoke to Plain City Mayor John Beasley earlier, who says he's getting calls about flooded basements every day.
The water table is obviously rising. Some homes were not built with sump pumps. Some people don't that have moved here from other cities or states. They don't understand our water table out here. And you had a realtor on. And I think it's a huge important thing that realtors need to educate their buyers on what they're buying when they come to Plain City, Far West, West Weber, Warren, all of these areas that tend to have high groundwater.
And a lot of new development, too.
A lot of new development. And another thing is, you know, the pioneers built the homes where homes should be built, right? Now we're left with lower-lying areas and stuff like that. And there's a lot of concern in those areas, you know, as we build. There is no water begone powder.
Yeah.
you can't sprinkle a powder on it and have it gone.
On a positive note,
our city's never been in better shape when it comes to water flow. It started with the previous mayor and his crews started cleaning canals and drainages that hadn't been cleaned in years. And we've kept that going in conjunction with Weber County to keep those waterways open and moving water.
Coming up at 12:45, we'll check in on the situation in Kaysville. KSL News Time 12:19. Traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky Meese, what's happening?
Well, Maria, we're going to bump this up to emergency traffic. Medics now on the scene of a crash with injuries in Cottonwood Heights, westbound I-215 South Belt at 1300 East. They are still blocking one, maybe two right lanes of traffic, and you have stop-and-go delays already to Highland Drive. Now, for those on I-15, you have a good drive in front of you, north and southbound between Ogden and Provo, the cleanup of a crash at 3rd West and 6th South downtown, and an accident at 3600 West, 114th South. UDOT Construction Alert. Northbound I-15 will be closed each night this weekend, Friday through Sunday, between Centerville and Farmington for bridge construction. Use Legacy Parkway as an alternate. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast on the mild side again today. 75. That's at least 10 above the normal. Breezy out of the south, mostly cloudy. Cold front tomorrow morning could affect your AM commute. We'll go rain, snow, showers in the valley, then clearing by afternoon, high of 49. Partly cloudy and dry for your Friday, 51, 62 by Saturday, 71 by Sunday, mid-70s next Monday, with another cold front possible middle of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Mostly cloudy, 72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And the 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. The Dow right now up by more than 200 points. Apparently liking today's inflation numbers. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Hi guys, it's Mark with Wasatch Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with ED and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our wave technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. This can help bring back spontaneity into your relationship that can help increase connection. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now, and you'll not only get the assessment and blood flow ultrasound free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 801-901-8000. That's 801-901-8000. Guys, put a stop to your ED and get your life back. Call Wasatch Medical Clinic now to qualify. 801-901-8000.
Last year, other dealers were charging up to 10 grand over MSRP, but those cars haven't held their value. I'm Josh Osborne with Volkswagen Southtown. If you owe more on your car than it's worth, exchange it.
Is your car payment too much? Exchange it. Is your interest rate too high? Exchange it. Want a better price? You guessed it. Exchange your vehicle at Volkswagen Southtown today. We've got rates as low as 2.99 APR, low leases, and thousands off MSRP.
Come and see us or visit us at VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI on approved credit.
At aimyourdigital.com, we'll help you target the right audience, build your leads, and crush your quota. Take your business to the next level. Our digital marketing strategies help grow awareness of your product or service, all while building trust in your business. Our approach involves leveraging multiple tools and strategies to deliver exceptional results that are customized to your unique business needs. Don't wait to run out of sales leads. Keep your business growing. Get started with aimyourdigital.com today.
Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org or by calling 801-533-NOTE. Coming up at the symphony, Terry Fisher leads a program inspired by the striking Nordic landscape and the passions of its people, featuring a U.S. premiere of a new flute concerto performed by guest soloist Emmanuel Pahud, along with Sibelius's Finlandia and Symphony No. 5. April 21st and 22nd at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Then on April 28th and 29th, the symphony's own principal bassoon Laurie Wick and principal clarinet Tad Kalkara shine in a piece Strauss imagined as a dance between a bear and a princess. Get your tickets at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
Cyber attacks on your business are real. Register for the third annual WebCheck Security Cyber Summit on April 27th. Go to webcheckSecurity.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 1224, Madonna, Mariah, and Mario are now part of the National Audio Treasury.
Madonna's Like a Virgin album from 1984. And Mariah Carey's hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You, among the latest music to be preserved for its cultural significance. The Library of Congress announcing the 25 new titles it's adding to the U.S. National Recording Registry. And this. The theme from Super Mario Brothers, written by composer Koji Kondo. It's the first video game music to get this illustrious honor. Kondo also credited for original Nintendo music in the new Super Mario Brothers movie out this month. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I wondered how Mario fit into that. Watching Utah's money, Whole Foods is closing its flagship store in San Francisco because of safety concerns. Company spokesman says they're making the decision to make sure employees stay safe. Workers will be transferred to a nearby location. Some people familiar with the situation are blaming the closure on crime and a lack of policing. Utahns are seeing one of the highest salary increases across the country. A team of professionals found salaries in Utah increased by 6.8% in the last quarter of 2022. That is the sixth biggest jump in the country. Utah also ranked number one for affordability. Small businesses feeling the crunch from the strained banking market. The already tough process of getting loans is getting even harder. Many banks are tightening credit even more in the wake of last month's Silicon Valley bank collapse. Experts say it's making it hard for these companies to grow. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 167 points. That's about a half percent, sitting at 33,852. S&P is up by 12. The NASDAQ, though, is down by 6 points. A Salt Lake City councilman says he believes public and private entities are starting to come together on the possibility of luring more major league sports to Utah. One place councilman Alejandro Puy believes it would be considered the West Side's power district, where 100 acres of land owned by Rocky Mountain Power breaks ground beginning today.
I think the stars are aligning between the public and private partnerships to make this happen. They seem to be a very much of an interest.
Puyi says he's been in talks over the past couple of weeks concerning the MLB team, but tells KSL that there have been no firm commitments. We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1226.
The trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell.
Sex, money, and power. The prosecution laid out its case.
Both sides are framing their case, what we know and don't know.
All eyes were on Vallow-Daybell. She seemed pretty agitated.
Definitely a tense mood in the courtroom.
Listen each day this week as the prosecution and defense lay out their cases and testimony reveals the crime's secrets. The trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell updates each day on KSL News Radio.
Held over due to popular demand. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates, this weekend only. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Friday, noon to 8 p.m. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Free admission, free parking, free delivery. Mountain America Expo Center, Sandy. Call 888-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
This week's movie show is sponsored by Sound Sleep Medical in Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 50 callers to call Sound Sleep. KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. Ricky, you've had a few problems out there today.
We have. An emergency traffic continues on the South Belt. This is due to a crash with injuries westbound I-215 at about 1300 East. Now, with right lanes blocked, it is causing delays through the Cottonwood Heights area. The backups are passing Highland Drive, but they're not growing, so that's the good news. Lighter traffic at this hour means that it's starting to get through a little bit better. We're just not through of those delays yet. All of the rest of your Salt Lake County freeways look good. A crash at 3600 West and 114th South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
As a low-pressure system swings into the Pacific Northwest, that puts us under warm southwest flow and cloudy skies today, high of 75. Overnight lows in the upper 30s. Cold front moving through tomorrow morning, bringing rain and snow to the valley floor, high of only 49. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
And what that means is get out and enjoy this beautiful 72 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's New News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this half hour.
The trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. Special coverage on KSL News Radio.
We're getting updates from Boise on the trial of Lori Vallow-Daybell. A member of the Sheriff's Department testified about exhuming Tammy Daybell.
Carl Dunphy of the Deseret News was in court today, and he says Joel Powell of the Fairmont County Sheriff's Office took the stand to talk about the exhuming of Tammy Daybell, Chad Daybell's late wife.
He went through some of the prescriptions that she had, none of which were for any kind of heart condition. She, you know, had no high blood pressure, and he essentially said in this quote, you know, with her husband being with another lady so soon after, that factored into kind of his suspicion.
Court has adjourned for the day because of personal information affecting someone part of the trial, but it hasn't been made public exactly what that is. Hugo Ricard-Burl, KSL News Radio.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
A park is flooding along 1700 South in Salt Lake City. The County Flood Control Director, Cade Moncour, says Wasatch Hollow Park will be closed until they get the water in a debris catch basin to go down.
We had a whole bunch of water come down into the Immigration Creek system. And so obviously, as you can see, our detention basin on Wasatch Hollow filled with water. We feel like we have a blockage that's about 25 feet down on our lowest outlet to this detention basin, so we really can't get to it.
Moncour says the water is 25 to 30 feet deep in spots in that basin. A playground has water about thigh high. The Weber Basin Water Conservancy District is releasing large amounts of water down the Ogden and Weber Rivers to create more room in the reservoirs to catch the melting snowpack.
We're running about 4,000 cubic feet per second. That's 4,000 basketballs running down the river every second out to the Great Salt Lake, and we're doing that to create room for this huge snowpack.
District Assistant General Manager Darren Hess says the goal is to keep the reservoir spillways from flowing too early, because if they do, it could create flooding downstream. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. The former owner of the Utah Jazz, Larry H. Miller Group, say that they plan to pursue a Major League Baseball franchise in the next few years. ESPN reports Larry H. Miller Group is touting Utah's population growth, strong economy, and baseball history as reasons for the plan. Now, we have a reporter headed to the press conference at 1. We will likely gather more information on this announcement. Hiking trails have been closed in Fruit Heights because of high water in Bear Creek. A new release from Fruit Heights says a news release from Fruit Heights, says that the city says the trails have been accessible in previous dry years, but they are closing them now to accommodate that heavy spring runoff. KSL's top national stories. A new effort from the White House aims to drastically cut air pollution, tighten vehicle emission standards, and make way for more electric cars and trucks on U.S. roads.
The stricter pollution standards the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is proposing are poised to have a sweeping effect starting in 2027. The Biden administration saying they would avoid nearly 10 billion tons of carbon dioxide emissions across the U.S., the equivalent of more than twice the nation's total CO2 emissions last year. Depending on automakers' compliance, the EPA projects nearly 70% of new light-duty vehicle sales and almost half of new medium-duty vehicle sales could be electric vehicles by 2032. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
A new report out on consumer prices shows that inflation is getting better, but it is still considered high. Consumer price index shows prices rose 5% in March compared to last year. That is better than the 6% rate in February.
Unfortunately, our dollar is still not going as far as we'd like to see it. Right now, after those inflation numbers this morning, it's now costing the average American family $313 for the same goods and services they were spending just a year ago.
That is ABC's Alexis Christophorus reporting. Other national stories KSL is following. Gunshots are becoming more deadly, according to a new study.
The epidemic of gun violence in America taking a deadlier toll on gunshot victims in real time. Researchers from the CDC analyzed deaths from guns between 1999 and 2021. They found an increase in on-scene deaths over those years, up from nearly 52% to 56%, while deaths on arrival to a hospital decreased, down from nearly 8% to 2% during the same period. Researchers say the data suggests on-scene gunshot wounds are increasingly becoming more lethal before victims can even make it to a hospital. Experts blame more high-powered firearms that are being used. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Officials in Uvalde, Texas have released renderings of the new elementary school that's replacing Robb Elementary. The school was the site of a mass shooting that killed 21 people in May. Part of the proposed design includes a tribute tree to the victims. The tree includes two large branches representing the two teachers killed and 19 smaller branches representing the children. Salt Lake Mayor Erin Mendenhall announcing this morning that she's running for re-election as Salt Lake's mayor.
I'm Erin Mendenhall. I'm an air quality advocate, a mom, and the mayor of Salt Lake City. I'm running for re-election because our work isn't finished.
Mendenhall says she's focused on improving air quality, building green infrastructure, and defending equality in Salt Lake City. Mendenhall will be facing several challengers, including former Mayor Rocky Anderson. First look traffic, here's Ricky Meese.
We do have this crash with injuries in Cottonwood Heights tying up traffic on the South Belt. It's westbound at 1300 East. Also, the cleanup of a crash 114th South, 3600 West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Boyd Matheson helps you to think about the news differently.
Trust the process. Let the process play out.
Join an elevated conversation. Inside sources from 1 to 3. Then Jeff Kaplan and his
minute of news on the drive home on KSL News Radio.
I found, Tim, that one of the hardest things about being a mom is just deciding what to cook for dinner every night.
I know.
Which is part of why I'm so excited to tell everybody about Beehive Meals.
It is a Utah company, and at some point we're going to have to tell the story of the Jacksons and how they actually got this going in 2019. But if you've been struggling with having tacos one night and spaghetti another night, open up your world for dinner with things like Mongolian beef stir fry or Parmesan honey pork roast.
Your family dinner has just never been easier than it is with these. They're pre-assembled freezer meals. I put it in the crock pot. I set it for how long it needs to go. It stays warm after that. And that way, if the family can't all eat together, if one person has basketball and another, it's just warm for whenever they're ready.
And by the way, less than $3.50 per serving. You couldn't go out to the store or out to dinner, certainly on your own, for that price.
You're absolutely right, Tim. I couldn't buy the ingredients for any less.
Start it for your family right now. Go to BeehiveMeals.com.
If you're buying or refinancing a home right now, you could get free crumble cookies delivered straight to your door just for a second opinion with Mortgage Mike and City Creek Mortgage. Call City Creek Mortgage. They'll tell you what you would say by switching to City Creek Mortgage. And then order your crumble cookies. Call 801-900-HOME and mention free cookies. You could save thousands. Terms and conditions apply. See CityCreekMortgage.com/cookies for details. NMLS 8585579053. Equal housing lender.
Les Olson IT has the office technology you need to take your business to the next level. Protect your business with state-of-the-art security cameras, sensors, alarms, and access control protocols. Get peace of mind with cybersecurity from our elite IT services team. Reach the next level of productivity, security, and success with Les Olson IT. Learn more at lesolson.com.
The American Heart Association believes all mothers deserve quality care. They say thanks to the governor's office for helping pass legislation expanding postpartum Medicaid coverage. Visit yourthecure.org.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top story, we're learning more about new developments in the Lori Vallow Daybell trial in Boise. We will continue to follow that trial for you throughout the day. You can learn more on Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news coming up from 3 to 7. KSL News Time, 1238. This summer's gas prices should be a lot easier on your wallet than last year's prices. They hit a record high last year at $5.25 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan is the head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, and he says there were some good reasons why we're paying so much.
Americans just took to the road last year, and demand for gasoline was much higher in light of refining capacity that had been reduced because of shutdowns, permanent shutdowns at some refineries because of COVID. So there was a mismatch between supply and demand. Coupled with a economy that was improving as we reopen.
DeHaan says a lot of those factors have gone away, so prices this year should stay at least a dollar less than last year. In a last-minute interview with the BBC, Twitter owner Elon Musk agrees to change the way his social media network labels a pair of news outlets. Both the BBC and NPR are pushing back after Twitter labeled them state-affiliated media.
My goal is simply to to be as truthful and accurate as possible.
Twitter is changing the label to government-funded media. A pair of Michael Jordan shoes just sold for $2.24 million at auction. The Air Jordans were worn in Game 2 of the 1998 NBA Finals. Now, they're now the most expensive pair of shoes ever sold. Believe it or not, the sale price actually fell short of Sotheby's expectations. KSL News Time, 1239. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Granite Credit Union, helping members since 1935. What's happening, Ricky?
We have the final cleanup of this crash in Cottonwood Heights westbound I-215 South Belt at 1300 East. All lanes of travel are open as those vehicles are over to the right shoulder. We also have the cleanup of a crash 114th South, 3600 West. The rest of your Valley freeways looking at a very good drive. This weekend, Crossroads of the West Gun Show comes to the Mountain America Expo Center in Sandy. Get great deals on guns, plus you can buy, sell, or trade at the show. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, mostly cloudy skies today. Breezy winds out of the south will go 75 for a high. Overnight lows in the upper 30s, and a cold front tomorrow morning will bring rain and snow to the valley floor. By tomorrow afternoon, peaks of sunshine and a high of only 49. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Great time to take a stroll to lunch. 72 degrees, mostly cloudy skies in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, a sinkhole in Kaysville is still taking on water and homes are still evacuated because of serious flooding. We'll check on that next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Soda weight loss. You've heard us talking about soda for a long time. Scott, wait your turn. Come on. I mean, like, I'm trying to get on there. We love talking about soda because dropping the weight with soda weight loss goes like this. It's a program that if you do it, you're going to drop between 3 to 5 pounds a week on average for guys. That's an insane amount, and it's exactly what happened to me when I started this program. But it's not a pill. It's not surgery. It's not a supplement. It is a huge advantage for you to be able to drop that weight but have that support system, and that's what you get with soda weight loss.
Yeah, and it's all about nutrition, and it's a nutrition program that's designed specifically for you. And as Alex said, you will drop the weight if you follow it. It's scientifically proven. My doctor was happy and elated when I actually went and did this. So don't be frustrated anymore. You can do this. Just go check out Soda Weight Loss, and you can be like the over 5,000 people who have had the success like Alex and I have had. You're going to get a nutrition program. You're going to get support. You're going to get the help you need to not only drop the weight, but keep it off for life. Go check out SodaWeightLoss.com.
Your taxes are going up, and these higher taxes could be devastating for your retirement savings. Don't be a sitting duck. Learn how you could reduce or eliminate your taxes in retirement with a free retirement tax savings analysis. It's from Boss Retirement Solutions in Salt Lake, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. If you've saved at least $200,000 for retirement, schedule your free analysis now by calling 801-682-4448. This free, customized analysis could save tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in taxes when you retire. But time is running out, so don't wait. To get your free analysis, call 801-682-4448. 801-682-4448.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
Celebrate National Serger Month with super deals on all sewing machines and sergers at Dave's Bernina in St. George and Provo.
Big discounts on the Bernina L850 and L450 sergers and the Burnett 68 airlock machine.
Up to 48 months, no interest on certain models.
Offer ends April 12th.
Purchase a new Bernina L890, L860,
and receive a free steam lift iron. An $899 value.
Don't forget, new Berninas come with a 5-year warranty and free glasses.
While supplies last, select Bernina 790 Plus, 735, and 770 QE CAFE machines used in our classrooms are specially priced. And during this sale, 25% off all Bernina and Burnett overlocker and serger feet.
Amazing bargains on previously owned machines while they last that come with warranties. Hurry in to Dave's Bernina, 691 East St. George Boulevard and 2017 North 550 West in Provo. Dave'sBernina.com.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Wasatch Hollow Park along 1700 South in Salt Lake City is flooded. The nearby creek is supposed to flow underneath that park. Debris and a whole lot of water pushing that into the park. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, a massive sinkhole in Kaysville neighborhood has forced evacuation of that neighborhood. The hole is now taking on more water as we speak. Third, traffic and weather together, beginning with Ricky Meese.
Delays are easing now that all lanes of travel are open, but the crash is still over to the right shoulder. Westbound I-215 South belt at 1300 East. And a new accident downtown. This is the second crash in the same location, 600 South and 3rd West. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the warm before the storm. Chance for rain, snow, showers tomorrow morning. I'm Matt Johnson.
72 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
Happening in Memphis, the Shelby County Commission meets to consider returning Justin Pearson to the House seat. Pearson and Justin Jones were expelled from their posts for supporting gun violence protesters who interrupted proceedings in the chamber. Jones was reinstated earlier this week. President Biden getting a tour of his Irish family roots today outside of Dublin and also visiting Carlingford Castle, which overlooks the Irish Sea on a rainy day. Reporters asking him how he likes his visit.
Mr. President, how does it feel to be here, sir?
feels wonderful. Feels like I'm coming home.
What do you think of the weather, Mr. President?
Fine.
The castle not far from the border of Northern Ireland. Earlier today, the president spoke in Belfast, marking 25 years since the Good Friday Agreement that ended hostilities. Core inflation showing signs of cooling. New data showing consumer prices rose to its slowest in nearly 2 years, up 0.1% over last month. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
And we do have breaking news on KSL News Radio involving the flooding that impacted a Kaysville neighborhood. Ivory Homes has now issued a statement telling us that it does not appear that there has been any private property damage. In other words, the damage appears to be mostly to the streets, but not to any of the homes. Now, Ivory says it's working closely with the city of Kaysville to respond, including delivering thousands of sandbags to help the city.
Utah's Water Watch, special coverage on KSL News Radio.
Residents in that Kaysville community are still evacuated right now after that flooding created a huge sinkhole in the road. KSL News Radio's host Jeff Kaplan was in Kaysville this morning. And Jeff, tell us what you saw this morning.
Well, I headed up to the site and I expected to see some kind of waterfall, a stream coming down the street. Mm-hmm. No, it was mud. It was silt and mud blocking the entrance into the neighborhood out on the frontage road by US 89. And it was thick. There was a flatbed truck that was trying to tow away an SUV. The flatbed truck got bogged down in the mud on the road. It was about two-thirds the way up the giant tires. And so just getting into that neighborhood is the most difficult experience. This silt is going to sink like to the depth of your ankle or further in spots. Manhole covers are spewing water, and there's no stopping it at this point.
So describe that major sinkhole.
I did not get up to that site. Honestly,
got stuck in the mud.
Well, I was going to see if we should do the show this afternoon from that site, and we quickly concluded it's a lot of machinery, a lot of people who are much too busy to deal with us, and we'll just stay away and let them do their jobs. So I didn't go up to the sinkhole, which would have required ruining a pair of shoes.
So were people scrambling, though, to protect their homes? What did you see?
No, I didn't see any of that, actually. I saw one couple out on their front porch nearby looking very concerned. But the homes seem to be built up, at least as you go into the neighborhood, a little bit above grade. And there's some safety. I don't know about their basements. Mm-hmm. The major problem is just getting the street cleared, getting the water to stop flowing, because that was a most difficult task. And it didn't seem that they had a handle on it at that point, except they were trying to get 30,000 sandbags in there to make sure that they can build up enough of a wall to stop the water.
Right. So that water coming from where? What's causing this?
It's like blocked culverts, and there's a backup. I mean, there are streams for this water to go down. But if they're unable to do so, there it goes underneath the street, creates a sinkhole, and you have this horrible problem. And the worst part, some of these people closed on these homes 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Well, at least we're hearing there's no damage to those homes.
At this point.
All right.
Let's hope.
Thanks, Jeff. And you can hear more from Jeff 3 to 7 every weekday during Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.